better kiss me before time is run out. Yeah.
It was a year when this singer, Beyoncé, surprised fans with an unexpected new album, and she made history becoming the first woman to hit number one on the Billboard 200 chart with her 5 studio albums. Her husband Jay-Z and pop star Lady Gaga also had new records out, and a teenager from New Zealand, Lorde, became a hit as well. But John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck, says it was New York that ruled the music scene in 2013, and he has a list of reasons, 10 reasons why. Good morning, John.
Hi, Sotirios.
So social media and YouTube have made it for a very global music scene. How can you say New York ruled 2013?
I know, it seems presumptuous. you mentioned Jay-Z and Lady Gaga, both big New York musical figures, and they both had records that kind of landed with a thud.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with New York is it's way deeper than just the headline headline figures, Jay-Z, Beyoncé, Lady Gaga. And in 2013, the New York music scene, or scenes, the multiple scenes that make up New York, went from strength to strength.
Now, New York did have the youngest composer to win the Pulitzer this year, Caroline Shaw, and she had already made your list of best recordings of 2012. What do you like so much about her work?
Well, in fact, she won the award this year, the Pulitzer, for the piece that she recorded last year at the age of 30, as you say, the youngest by far ever to win the Pulitzer. I love that her music is a kind of a combination of contemporary classical music, Appalachian folk song, world music trends from around the globe. She's part of this great New York community of musicians who are equally comfortable in popular music and classical.
Now, one thing New York has is Brooklyn, which has been the center of the indie rock music scene for years. Is Brooklyn still producing great new bands?
It really is. And 2013 was a great year for music coming out of Brooklyn. I think the year's best punk album came from a Brooklyn band called Parquet Courts. We got a new record from Blood Orange, which is a project of Dev Hynes, who's best known for working with Solange, Beyoncé's younger sister. So there was some great R&B coming out of Brooklyn. Seasick Mama, an interesting model, singer, songwriter. And one of my favorites, this band called Lucius, which is echoes of Motown, 60s girl groups, just one of the year's great pop records.
Now, the New York music scene isn't only about young blood. This was also a big year for an older local talent, Sharon Jones, who's a former correction officer.
Yeah, a big year for many of the wrong reasons. In the spring, Sharon Jones, who with her band the Dap Kings have done this kind of great new James Brown-style neo-funk music, she was diagnosed with cancer, bile duct cancer, and spent much of the year fighting that. But the year ended on a high because Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings released a single and promised us a new record coming soon in the new year.
Now, also on top of your list of highlights of the year is a new release by the band The National. Why is that?
Well, they kind of are emblematic of the Brooklyn scene we were talking about before. They played a full house concert at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn and released a brilliant record called Trouble Will Find Me, which was both artistic and still rockin'. This was never
John, 2013 was also the year that we lost Lou Reed, an iconoclastic New York artist. Doesn't that leave New York in a deficit?
It certainly does, and it leaves the whole music world in a deficit. And I think this is one of the telling marks of the music year, and one of the reasons that this is pretty high up on my top 10 list of reasons why New York ruled the music world this year. When Lou Reed died, the whole music world stopped for a moment, maybe even more than a moment, to consider what we had lost. Rockers, classical musicians, R&B fans, hip-hop fans, everybody, it seemed, had something to say about the late Lou Reed.
On that street corner, when he left us, his human left us forever.
John Schaefer is the host of WNYC's Soundcheck and New Sounds. For his whole list of the 10 reasons why New York ruled the music scene in 2013, go to WNYC.org. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Sotirios.
You could dance or you'd lose it. Don't be city lights.